Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto affirmed that Indonesia is prioritizing its national interest in ongoing tariff negotiation with the United States. The Indonesia delegation has proposed increasing imports from the U.S. up to $19 billion, including $10 billion in energy, and offered to reduce non-tariff barriers and implement tax cuts for U.S. goods. These measures aim to mitigate the potential impact of the proposed 32% U.S. tariffs on Indonesian exports, which could reduce Indonesian GDP growth by 0.3 to 0.5 percentage points, potentially undermining the 2025 target of 5.2% growth. Indonesia's state electric company PLN announced its readiness to assess the early retirement of coal-fired power plants as directed by the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. This initiative aligns with the government's roadmap for energy transition, aiming for net zero emission and sustainable development. PLN's evaluation will consider technical, legal, financial, and governance aspects, ensuring that electricity supply remains reliable and affordable during the transition. And that was the news.
Meat, as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that aids our unique sour taste. Wadung tea is manifold
person was Loki Smart, or the Night Painter. The song Loki Smart is about a human amazement over the nature created by the Creator. The song also reminds us that humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is my view with Loki Smart. Enjoy listening to the song. Or banana. from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the kagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The corn filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasami is similarly made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasamis. Kasami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Rasuri, kasami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Bye. of ancient times, the Kerala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of chicken asar are generally chakalo fish, yellowtail fish, or makarotuna fish, although as the fish's texture is dense, so it is not brittle when smoked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Ishana Saraswati with Keep Being You. So always be yourself and don't be following other people to live their own standards, because everyone is themselves. Isn't that right, Unika?
Yep, everyone has their own standards according to their own backgrounds, which for everyone is different.
And that is why you don't have to run to chase other people's dream, because you yourself have your own dream to be chased for.
Yeah.
That was another
quote of the day. The quote mostly today is from Mr. Ray.
Yeah, Crispy Ray.
Crispy Ray.
Yeah. So, loyal listener, right now we are going to share to you a feature entitled Gordon Sambilan to close up today's broadcast. And of course, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI _official. And then, here we go.
On our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62821381230.
And also, voilistener, thank you so much for accompanying me, Ray, and also
Yunika
in Indonesia today, where you can always tune in through our online streaming, voinews.id. Shortwave in 3355 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in
RME Digital, available on Android and iOS.
Okay, so that is it for now, and then the afternoon session will be continued by our colleagues, Rahma,
yeah,
that will come to you in Indonesia today. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia
to the world.
is called Banana Mi. Gundam or Shinanaki and Shinanui player is called Bungur. And Banana player is called Shimaru Banana. And Gun player is called Shimaru Gun. And also Mangoku Michiho player is called Shimaru Mangoku Michiho. Gundam Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gundam Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its temporal patterns are not complicated and static. But it does only need certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, songs, as well as traditional rituals.